Only a fool would try to deprive working men and women of the right to join the union of their choice. Quotation by Dwight David Eisenhower, Republican U.S. President, from 1953 to 1961. I'm Kevin Cook, and this week in labor history. Wednesday, May 5th, a strike by Utah and Northern Railroad brakemen shut down the Anaconda Mine and Smelter in Montana on this day in 1886. Over 14,000 building trade union workers and laborers gathered at the Milwaukee Iron Company rolling mill in Bayview, Wisconsin, on this day in 1886. They were demanding an 8-hour workday. When the unarmed men approached the mill, they were fired on by 250 National Guardsmen under orders from the Wisconsin governor to shoot to kill. 7 were killed, including a 13-year-old boy. A lumber strike began in the Pacific Northwest on this day in 1937. Led by the CIO and IWA, they won the fight after nearly 13 weeks. They were awarded union recognition, a 50-cent per hour minimum wage, and an 8-hour workday. Thursday, May 6th. On this day in 1890, the laborers' union in Butte, Montana, went on strike against the wage reductions for surface workers. In honor of Butte's first union, they changed their name to the Butte Working Men's Union. 400 black women working as tobacco stemmers walked off the job in a spontaneous revolt against poor working conditions and a $3 weekly wage at the Vaughn Company in Richmond, Virginia, on this day in 1937. Friday, May 7th, the Knights of St. Crispin was formed in Milwaukee on this day in 1867. Formed as a shoe workers' union, the organization grew to 50,000 members before being crushed by organized employers later that year. This day in 1907 was known as Bloody Tuesday when strikebreakers attempted to run San Francisco streetcars during a strike by union operators. 2 people were killed and 20 were injured when inexperienced operators ran the streetcars. The strike was declared lost in 1908 after several more deaths in scab-operated streetcar accidents. Saturday, May 8th, this day in 1916, marked the founding of the American Federation of Teachers. On this day in 1934, the Butte Miners Union won a closed shop after their fourth longest strike. It was the first time since 1914 that the Butte Hill was completely unionized. Philip Randolph and Milton P. Webster founded the Brotherhood of Sleeping Car Porters on this day in 1925. The Brotherhood was the first African-American labor union to sign a collective bargaining agreement with a major U.S. corporation. 12,000 steelworker union members at Goodyear Tire and Rubber won an 18-day strike for improved wages and job security on this day in 1997. Sunday, May 9th. On this day in 1934, a longshoreman strike led to a 4-day general strike in San Francisco. Longshoremen walked off the job at ports up and down the West Coast, soon to be followed by sailors. The strike lasted until July 30th. United Auto Workers President Walter Reuter and his wife, May, died in a suspicious plane crash on this day in 1971. They were traveling to oversee the construction of their union's education and training facility. The National Transportation Safety Board discovered that the plane's altimeter was missing parts. Some incorrect parts were installed, and one of its parts had been installed upside down, leading some to speculate that Reuter may have been murdered. Reuter had survived 2 previous assassination attempts. Monday, May 10th, a federal bankruptcy judge permitted United Airlines to legally abandon all responsibility for its workers' pensions on this day in 2005. As a result, 120,000 employees lost their earned benefits. Executives kept their pension benefits and got huge bonuses. Tuesday, May 11th. This day in 1894 marked the beginning of the Pullman Railroad strike in Chicago. The American Railroad Union struck the Pullman Sleeping Car Company over wage cuts. Prominent American socialist Eugene V. Debs soon joined the strike. It was the largest industrial strike in U.S. history to that date and was eventually broken by federal troops. At least 24 strikers were murdered before it was over. This Week in Labor History is compiled by Kevin D. Curtis for KBMF. I'm Kevin Cook. Good day.